Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Is New York City's public schools athletic league discriminating against students of color in the way it funds team sports in the high schools? That's the charge being made by my next guest, David Garcia Rosen, who as a history teacher and dean at International Community High School in the South Bronx, took it upon himself to found the Small Schools Athletic League in 2011 for the schools cut off from Department of Education funding through the PSAL, that main sports league. We will also hear from Stanley Hernandez, former student at International and now an assistant coach there. Welcome to WNYC, Dean David Garcia Rosen.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here speaking on behalf of students of color and English language learners all over the city that have been denied the right to play high school sports.
And tell everybody who doesn't know what the PSAL is, the main public schools athletic league, and how it chooses high school sports teams for funding or not.
Yeah, the Public School Athletic League's been around since 1903, and they have a completely non-transparent, non-competitive way of giving out their $23 million in annual funding, public funding from the Department of Education. And if you want a team, you put in a very generic kind of request, and they send you a very generic yes or no many, many months later. And the byproduct of that process is that the wealthiest, whitest schools seem to be getting all the teams. Tottenville High School has 44 now. And students at the schools that are the most segregated, 99% students of color, 100% students of color, continually get denied and have nothing.
Why would the PSAL deny any New York City public high school that can organize enough students for a team to play baseball, to play basketball, to play whatever it is, boys or girls, why would they deny any team that can put together the players, any school that can put together the players for a team status?
There's only two possible answers. It's either malfeasance or mismanagement. But either way, the reality is that we have 24,000 high school students at a school with nothing. We have 64,000 students at a school where at some point during the year there's nothing. And we have 300 high schools with no soccer. But this year, the management of the Office of School Support Services thought it was more important for the wealthiest, whitest schools to get table tennis and badminton added to their portfolio of 37, 38, 39 teams than for schools in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx to get their very first team, or for the Small Schools Athletic League to get funding for its 90 teams at 42 schools, and now they're just going to let the league die.
Is this a relatively new problem? Because in the Bloomberg years, part of the effort to improve high school education was to break up a lot of the big failing, you know, high schools deemed as failing around the city and create a lot of small schools. And it's those small schools that maybe aren't perceived as having enough players to field a functional team.
So that was definitely the start of the problem. But this morning, we put in a FOIL request about MassPeth High School because the problem is being exacerbated by, again, either malfeasance or mismanagement. And MassPeth High School, which has only been open for 3 years, is in one of the wealthiest, whitest districts in the city, somehow magically got 17 teams in their first 3 years. So they're not a big mega factory school, but some reason they were chosen to get all these teams, while, again, over 3 years of discussions with the Public School Athletic League and CEO Eric Goldstein of the Office of School Support Services, they keep telling us we have no money. Small schools can't support teams. Well, we showed them that it could be done, and now they're telling us once again there's no money for you.
Listeners, anybody close to this issue? Are you a parent at one of these schools and you have an athlete who can't get city funding for the team that he or she wants to be on at that school? Or anybody with the PSAL want to call and push back here? This is going to Washington as an official federal civil rights complaint, which we'll hear about in a minute. Anybody want to call and give us the other side? Or if your hands are tied by certain PSAL regulations that there are on paper or whatever it may be, or maybe you read about this, anyone in Jim Dwyer's column in the New York Times this week, which is where we found out about it. 212-433-WNYC. Jim, you want to call in? 212-433-9692 for David Garcia Rosen, who is a history teacher and dean at International Community High School in the South Bronx, took it upon himself to found the Small Schools Athletic League in 2011 for the schools cut off from Department of Education funding through the Public Schools Athletic League, PSAL. You have teams at your school?
Yeah, when I got to that school, there were no teams at all in 2011. And I tried to get PSAL teams. And they told me, oh, show us that there's interest. Show us that you can do it. So we went ahead. We started a baseball club and a cricket club. And then they denied us. And my principal said, you got to come up with a new strategy. And the reason why is because sports is the one thing in our school building that transformed the most at-risk students. And when we started that baseball team, kids that had dropped out started coming back to school for the baseball team.
You had more than 10 players?
Oh, we have. We had a game yesterday. We had like a professional dugout with like 22 players. You know, it's not that there's lack of interest. There's not that schools can't do it. The PSAL originally told us, well, schools, you know, small schools don't have facilities. And we showed them that it could be done on public parks. They said they don't have enough interest. Well, we showed them that there is plenty of interest. And we have a waiting list now of public schools and charter schools, 20 schools that are waiting to get into this league in addition to our 42 that we already have. But again, the Department of Education, for some reason, would rather play with numbers and put out disingenuous statistics acting like there's no problem rather than fund the solution. We want them to fund the solution and investigate the problem.
And also joining us briefly now is Stanley Hernandez, former student at International and now assistant coach at the school. Hey, Stanley, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So you attended International when it didn't have any sports teams, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I attended International Community High School for 3 years before there was sports.
And were you still a student when David came in and started to form teams?
Yes, my last year, my senior year in high school, that's when David came in and that's when the Small School Tennis League started.
And were you on a team?
Yes, I was actually on the baseball team and on the basketball team.
And now you're an assistant coach?
Yes, I'm assistant coach for the baseball team.
What's that like for you?
Oh, that's a great experience now, but it might probably end for next year since the Department of Education don't want to fund and solve the problem and help a lot of students who are in need of sports get by.
Now, you're obviously, as someone who just graduated, very close to the age of the current students. Do you think that it's serving to help keep some of them in school at all or doing better in school? Rather than just be a way for them to play games?
It's better to have them in school. Actually, a lot of students, like David said, a lot of those students who dropped out initially when there was no sports came back just to play sports, and that got them to get good grades and go to attendance so they can graduate and have a future and probably go to college for some of them. So I think it's probably better for them to have them in school and play sports.
What do you see for yourself in the future? Do you hope for a career in coaching or anything like that?
Right now, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to finish college and see how it goes.
David, you want to talk to your former player here and current coach?
Yeah, of course. Hey, Stanley, why don't you tell him a little bit about what our school was like before we had sports?
Hey, David. It was really tough around here in school. There was a lot of fights almost every day, a lot of dropouts, a lot of drugs, alcohol, and it was really tough around here when there was no sports. But after the sports came in, everything, the whole culture of the school changed.
Let's take a phone call. Ruben in Brooklyn in the Decker Heights area. Hi, Ruben.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm just hearing, I turned on the radio, so I missed the last part. But I heard the first part, and I was enraged hearing that this type of discrimination can happen in 2014. And my question is there any type of lawsuit that can be made to these people that are making this discrimination? Can you hear me?
Yes. So as if we put him out there as a planted caller, setting you up for the next part of this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to avoid that. We really thought that the good people at the Department of Education were going to do the right thing. And so for 3 years, we negotiated with them and showed them our research. But the response has always been anger. And so for the first time when we showed the research to CEO Eric Goldstein, he got up at the conference table, screamed at me that there'd be no Marxist redistribution of sports in New York City. And even after that, we continued to negotiate and email and wait months for responses and we couldn't wait any longer. We couldn't wait one more minute or one more day for another generation of students of color and English language learners to go through our schools with no sports. And so what we did this week is we filed a complaint with the United States Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights that the Department of Education is in violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And we're hopeful that they will open up that complaint and help us bring equity and access to all students.
Dory in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Dory.
Yes, I think a choice of a sport is important. Basketball is for like two or three tall people. If you play volleyball, you can have 20 people, all sizes, all sexes, and involving more people.
Good point.
It's interesting you talk about choice because the DOE statement this week said that 90% of students have access to the PSAL program. But that statistical illusion means that if you have access to one track team for your entire school, you have the same access as the kids in Tottenville High School that have access to 44 teams. So the DOE apparently would rather play with numbers than solve the problem. And we have begun to solve the problem for them since 2011. The Small Schools Athletic League is the solution. There's no reason not to fund it.
Mike in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good, good. Hey, I've been a parent, and I've been a parent in this, in the PSAL or here in New York City for public schools for years. And what this gentleman is saying, in my opinion, is totally wrong. It is false. From what I understand, he is not working within the realm of the PSAL. There are African-American schools. There are big schools that are being funded. The PSAL is the biggest interscholastic league in the nation. They are the biggest league in the nation. And it is a difficult job to administer. And it sounds to me like this gentleman has an agenda that's bigger than what he's saying.
What would it be?
Yeah, my agenda is to make sure every student athlete in New York City has access to high school sports. Now, yeah, you're right. They are very big. But there's 176 high schools that have 0 to 5 teams, meaning that those schools have little to no sports. And at those schools, the percentage of students of color is nearly 95%. But at the schools that have 37 to 41 teams, somehow the percentage of students of color is 60%, meaning that New York City has the most separate and unequal sports system in the entire country. There's 317 high schools that don't even have girls soccer. The priorities of the PSAL.
I understand that, but Cardoza High School is not. Frederick Douglass Academy here in Harlem, they have plenty of sports. You know, so what you're saying, you're trying to make this like a race issue. It's not a race issue here.
It's 100% a race issue when the students that go to schools with white populations have 44 teams and then the most segregated schools have little to nothing. I encourage you to go onto our website, ssalsports.org, and you could look at all the research. We've done 3 years of research. We didn't wake up this morning and say, oh, there's a race issue here. No, there is a very serious race issue, and the DOE has never contradicted our research.
Mike, thank you for your call. And when you say a race issue, just in case people are confused, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're not saying somebody at the Department of Education in New York City is malevolently sitting behind a desk and saying, let's cut black and Latino kids out of sports, and here's a way we can do that. Rather, it's they have certain standards that they think they're upholding about what schools actually qualify for PSAL inclusion, and the schools that are excluded happen to have more black and Latino populations.
So again,
true? Would you put it that way?
Well, I think that's for the federal government to figure out. What we've figured out for sure is it's either really, really bad mismanagement or malfeasance. It's one or the other, because the reality is, and when they grant teams, and we looked at who they granted teams to last year, once again, when they said they had no money for the Small Schools Athletic League, which is 94% students of color, they gave teams to the whitest, wealthiest schools. And so mismanagement, malfeasance, I don't know, but the reality is students of color and English language learners have way less access to high school sports in New York City than their white counterparts.
So you said the person at the Department of Education said he's not going to follow some kind of Marxist agenda for how they distribute sports schools. We now have a mayor who his opponents accuse of being a Marxist, at least in his past, supporting the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. at least we know the new mayor is very focused on fixing the wrongs of inequality. Do you have his ear?
I'm not sure. The reality is there's holdovers from the previous administration in the Department of Education. So we do have a new chancellor, but the people that we've been talking to for 3 years, Deputy Chancellor Grimm and CEO Eric Goldstein, are still the same exact people. And they've been ignoring us for 3 years. And when they had me over for a meeting last Monday, all they had for me was a job offer. Why don't you come work for the PSAL and you could bring your league over? So I said, okay, I'm open to reconciliation, but let's talk about details. What does that mean? And they said, well, that's for the follow-up meeting. They had no details for me. Then I went over to CEO Eric Goldstein's office at his invitation for a meeting to talk about the details, and he didn't show up. And so I have no faith that the Public School Athletic League or the Office of School Support Services has any real plan to fix this problem.
Bob on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hi. My son attended Staten Island Tech, and they had the same kind of problem with the lack of sports. There was only a varsity soccer team. But I know that because they were trying to attend it, I don't know if this is a solution. Staten Island Tech teams up with McKee, and they draw from two schools to form teams. I don't know if they could do that. Maybe the PSAL is not allowing for other teams to do what Staten Island Tech does.
The PSAL is completely inconsistent in what they allow and what they don't allow. So, yeah, they allow that at some places. They allow East Harlem Pride, for example, to take a bunch of schools that are not even geographically in the same building and they all play together. But then they tell other schools that they can't do that. So when Morris Campus wanted to take some international community high school kids on their soccer team, they said no. Since you're calling from Staten Island, it's very interesting. 94% of students in Staten Island go to a school with more than 30 DOE PSAL teams, whereas in the other boroughs, there's huge amounts of students that go to schools with nothing, particularly in the Bronx, which has half of the per student funding than Staten Island. So again, for some reason, the DOE thinks giving world-class sports programs to the kids of Staten Island is more important than giving a soccer team to the kids in the Bronx.
So what should the standard be? Because I have a feeling that from the PSAL's standpoint, this is about making sure there are teams that are real that can actually show up to games and compete against the other teams. And I'll tell you that I am currently a PSAL parent of a high school student in the Bronx, and we go all over the borough, and sometimes it is small schools that did qualify for teams, and sometimes they barely have enough kids to put a baseball team on the field, whereas the bigger schools have 20 kids sitting on the bench. So is that the standard that they're trying to adhere to? And if so, what would you say that the single standard should be once you get past this, if you do?
So the things that you've brought up are the same things they brought up to us in 2011 when we said we're starting this league. They're like, you can't do it. But we did it. We have 42 high schools, 90 teams. Our teams beat the PSAL teams in all sorts of sports. They show up, they play, we have referees. We have a full functioning high school league that replicates what the PSAL does. We showed them it can be done. So to me, the standard should be, do you have enough kids that want to play? And do you have the ability to get your kids out to the field? And I'm telling you, most schools can do that. But we also have to give these schools support, because a lot of schools don't have a sports program yet, and the PSAL, just as soon as you call them, they tell you, no, you don't. You're a small school. You don't have the ability to do it. So they discourage people from even trying.
Last thing, because I understand that this league that you founded so that the kids from these small schools can actually have some sports, the Small Schools Athletic League that you founded in 2011, four schools cut off from Department of Education funding, that you're going to disband that league now? Is that as a way to put pressure on the central board to actually do something?
Yeah, unfortunately, next Thursday is going to be the last day of the Small Schools Athletic League, and we'll be in the shadows of Yankee Stadium at McCombs Dam Park with our jerseys inside out and black armbands. And we're disbanding it because for 3 years our principals have funded this league, while schools that have the most resources already are getting centralized funding.
Wow. And so the money is coming from the schools themselves, at the schools in some of the poorest neighborhoods in the city, out of their discretionary funds, while there are other pools of money coming from City Hall, in effect, from everybody's tax dollars, going into the PSAL teams.
Tottenville High School got $250,000 last year for their sports program for the DOE. International Community High School in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx got zero. And now they're telling us that the Small Schools Athletic League is also going to get zero next year. They did give us $250,000 last year. So under the Bloomberg administration, we got $250,000, which was amazing. And now, yeah, under, you know, Mayor de Blasio, we really thought that we were going to blow up, and we had plans next year to include mentoring and tutoring with the A-plus youth program into our athletic league.
But what? You were cut out of the mayor's proposed budget?
Exactly. The city council told the mayor to include us in their response to his preliminary budget.
Oh.
And we were so excited when we saw that, and the city council said, give this league $1.25 million to build this program, to include the A-plus youth program, who's committed to bringing private funding to add mentoring and tutoring. So we have a big plan for next year.
And the mayor's pushback budget had what?
Zero.
I think there's a follow-up story to be done here. We will see if the de Blasio administration changes its position on this. We will see if it becomes a source of negotiation as the budget season resolves at the end of June. We'll know it will be in the next fiscal year's budget. Negotiations between the city council and the mayor's office happen every year at this time. We'll see what happens with the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, where you filed a formal civil rights complaint. And now, listeners, you know more about David Garcia Rosen, who was a history teacher and dean at International Community High School in the South Bronx, took it upon himself to found the Small Schools Athletic League in 2011. For the schools cut off from PSAL funding and what he's doing about it. We also thank Stanley Hernandez, former student at the school and now an assistant coach there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian, thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.